It's Canton's Morning News. Here are Pam Cook and Gary Rivers.
9 minutes now before 8 o'clock on News Talk 1480 WHBC. And it's the second day of December. We've got a month now till the end of the year. And if you have sick days left, what do you do with them? Do you fake sick and use them for shopping days?
I can't relate to that at all.
That's right, because you get them. Today's your first day on the job. That's exactly right. Well, on our WHBC newsline, we have workplace culture expert Michael Houlihan. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
We're doing good. Not sick at all.
You didn't call in this morning, huh?
No.
No, not at all.
I thought about it, but it was my first day on the job. Didn't think that would go over so well.
So if you have sick days, is it worth the risk of, like, faking out your employer and pretending you're sick, or what?
Well, you know, the employer's got to take some responsibility. I mean, he sets himself up for this when he says to people, look, if you don't take the day off sick or fake it, you're going to lose it. So that's why so many employers have gone over to what they call the cumulative paid time off, where they combine sick days and vacation days. So if you call in sick, if you're sick, you're actually reducing your vacation.
Mm.
So they give you the full vacation, and then they give you like 3 to 6, depending upon your seniority, sick list. I guess the longer you're there, the more sick you are of your job, so they give you more sick days.
Interesting concept. Seems to work.
But the thing is, it's not worth it to get caught, no. But the fact is, everybody's doing it, and it's lightly enforced. I think the best thing to do is to actually give people additional time off at the end of the year so they can look forward to it. And they say, oh, that's the day I'm going to have the day off, and I'm going to do my shopping or whatever. And, you know, we found that in our business, that's what we did, and we had nobody calling in sick. I mean, the problem with paying people, too, to not be sick is that they'll come to work sick, and then they'll make everybody sick.
Yeah.
So that system doesn't work either.
Now, do you find that employers out there are checking in on employees who call in sick? I mean, are they really checking up on you?
You know, I think your supervisor might, but I don't think the guy on top of him does, and I don't think the guy on top of him even knows it's happening. So it depends upon how big of a company. If you're working for a small company, people in small companies tend to be more excited about their job, so they don't call in sick in the first place. But it's the big corporations that really suffer from this, because their employees are kind of isolated and insulated, and they wonder what they're doing on their job that makes a difference anyway. So employers have got to actually work with this whole idea of engagement, getting the people engaged in their job. I mean, when you get up in the morning, you should be looking forward to going to work. You shouldn't be, oh, gosh, I got to go to work again.
Yeah, but if you're a coach and you're 1 in 12, you're probably going to take that vacation time.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you know you're not going to be there at the end of the year to be able to take advantage of it, right?
Especially if you're on the losing team.
Exactly.
Workplace culture expert Michael Houlihan, we appreciate your time this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thursday, December 5th, join Mix 94.1 and News Talk 1480 WHBC as we celebrate Light Up Downtown. Bring the entire family to Central Plaza between 5:30 and 8:30 for a magical journey with Sugar Plum Fairies, Santa's Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, and many toys from the North Pole. You'll also see the man in red himself and his number one elf, Christopher Poppinkins. It's Light Up Downtown, Thursday, December 5th. For more details, log on to WHBC.com.